I've talked to hundreds of founders building apps, and this is the number one thing I see across all the founders who are getting started with their first app. So people who've already built multiple apps don't bring this up as much, but the founders who are starting their very first app or they're just getting started with being a founder always have this notion in mind. And that is that they think they can just figure out everything super quickly and everything's going to come together and their app's going to become super successful. But they don't realize that it takes a lot of hard work to be able to get your app to become successful. In fact, only 1% of mobile apps succeed. And I don't say that to make you feel scared or anxious, but I say that because it's the reality. And the reason that only 1% of apps succeed is because only 1% of apps are what people want to use. The other apps out there, most of them either are not good enough and people don't like using them, or they just don't have the right strategy in place to be able to get it to a lot of people. So today I'm going to be talking about what to do if you're a first-time app founder and how to think about things. So what I can say from talking to all these founders is that many of them are either scared of investing into their app or they think they can do everything themselves without even putting in much time. So the reason I say this is because everyone thinks that it's going to be a cakewalk, but it's not. Building an app is very tough. I mean, it's the same thing as just building a regular other business. And so this means that you're going to have to do marketing for your app. You're going to have to do the fulfillment for your app. You're going to have to build a product for your app. You're going to have to build the finances. You're going to have to do everything when it comes to building your app. And this means that if you don't have any idea how to do any of these things, you either have to hire someone to help you, or you have to learn it yourself, either through a coaching program or just by scrambling through the internet. Now, here's where I can help you out a little bit. So when it comes to learning on the internet, there's going to be a lot of resources that will help you. And I think that if you can search the internet enough, you will find the resources that are going to help you do this. But the reason that coaching programs and other programs exist is because they try to make it as easy as possible for you to find all the things that you need in order to become successful. It's like somebody who's already done something before and they've basically just organized the system and process to be able to get to the success point so that you don't have to do it again. But what this doesn't mean is that if you follow a coaching program, you are going to become 100% successful, or that a coaching program can promise you that they're going to get you a bunch of downloads. Because in most cases, it's going to be your app that you have to promote. So that really comes down to your product. I mean, if your app isn't good and people don't want it, there's no coaching program in the world that can help you really market it to a bunch of people and get them to stay on your app because they probably just don't like your app. So here's the thing you have to realize. There's a lot of different components of scaling. There is marketing, but then there's also other things that you need to do as an app founder in order to become successful, which is why it's scary and most app founders have no idea what to do. But the reality is, this is what you sign yourself up for. So here's what I can say in order to become successful. Number one, try to figure out how you can learn as many skills as possible. You want to have a baseline understanding of all areas in your app. So this includes your product, this includes marketing, this includes talking to customers. You want to know how to do these things. And then number two, you either want to hire someone who can fill in these roles, or you want to hire like a coaching program or somebody else that can teach you how to do these things more in depth or plug in the right resources for you. And chances are this is going to cost you money. And that's something that you have to be okay with, because if you don't have these skills to the depths, then you have to invest money or you have to invest time. But the thing is, the more time you invest, the less time you can invest back into scaling your app, because you're just going to be stuck learning all these things. So how can you increase your rate of learning? Well, the fastest way to learn more is to pay for that. And so you can pay somebody to teach you how to do things a lot faster than if you were to just look around on the internet. So really, this comes down to my final point, which is if you are a first-time app founder, then you either need to spend money or you need to spend time. And it's your choice which one you want to spend. If you have no money whatsoever, you have to spend a lot of time figuring out how to do everything. It's going to take time. It's not going to be easy to sell your app or scale it up. It might take you years, but you have to be okay with that. And number two, if you've raised money or if you're bootstrapped and you have enough money to fund your app, then figure out who is the best person I can pay to help me do this. And the way that I would think about this is somebody who has done it before, somebody who teaches other people how to do it, and they've done it for multiple people. So somebody who's taught multiple app founders how to scale their app, and they have numerous success or case studies in their portfolio. So if you can find somebody like that, that has a consistent record of doing it, This also may not get you 100% successful, but it will put you in the right track. So that's what I'll leave you guys with. If this was helpful, be sure to leave a 5-star review on this podcast. It would mean a lot for us, and we'll see you in the next one.